from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yo, welcome to it. The best of the week that's been. This is what this podcast is all about.
What a Mick week it has been as well with our world's longest Macca's run.
Look, it has been a Macca's themed week. We did attempt to, you know what, you'll hear it all in here, what we attempted to do.
I do want to bring something up that we didn't talk about on the day. We didn't use, and we probably should have made the most of the fact that we could have put Mick in front of pretty much every word.
Yeah.
We didn't lean on that crutch, and you and I love a comedic crutch on this show.
I love many crutches, but comedic ones are good also.
We should have leant on it more.
We should. We do.
It's a Mick podcast episode. Thanks for Mick listening.
Yeah, you're right. Look, there's not a huge amount of the day itself in this week's podcast.
You can catch that on our Instagram, though, at 919CFM.
Yeah, there is a highlight reel later in the show. So you'll hear that towards the end of all the best parts of the day because, look, it was a long day. We were on the road from 8 till 6.
Yep.
Just smashing out McDonald's and smashing down McDonald's.
It's tough. Somebody's got to McDo it, am I right?
Do you need to get more out of your system right now?
I'm McDone, I think.
Okay, you're McDone? Okay. You know what? I'm McDone too. It's been a long week.
So how about you just McEnjoy?
Okay. McOkay.
No.
Doesn't work.
No.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tate McRae on CFM. Don't want to be someone else, Tate. Be yourself, gal. That's my little life advice to you. It's Ellie and Taz.
She's dating the kid, Leroy. I don't think she needs your help.
Well, if she wants to date the man, Leroy, then she should listen to my advice.
Do you think he's going to change his name to the man, Leroy?
I think he should. The big old Leroy.
Would he become the old man Leroy when he's like 60 plus?
Yeah, yeah,
old
absolutely.
Man Leroy.
Oh, old man, who lives on your street? Oh, that's old man Leroy's house.
Old man Leroy's place. Look out for an old man Leroy. He's just haunting kids. Okay, so I have five celebrities, but I have their real names, not their stage names for you.
Okay, yep.
How well do you know your celebs? So I think you're going to get a couple of these, but definitely not all five.
Whoa, I'm up with my pop culture.
The first one I'm going to give you is just a first name.
Madonna.
Because I can't give...
Beyonce.
Because I can't give you the last name because she has kept it already.
Okay.
Like if I said the last name, you'd go, it's
and
that
is
easy.
That her stage name?
Yeah, her stage name includes her last name.
Right, but she's changed her first name. Okay, yep.
Destiny Hope.
Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm good at this game. I should have warned you.
How did you know that?
Everyone knows that.
No one knows that it's Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Yeah, and she was called Miley because she was really smiley when she was a baby.
Wow. Okay, Hannah Montana fan. Gee. Okay, well, that was one of the easy ones.
Oh, okay.
This next one, I'm not going to give you the last name.
Okay.
Austin Richard.
Austin Richard. Are these all singers, by the way, or are they actors as well?
Just famous people. But you're really good at the game. I don't think you need a help.
I'm really,
you're
really good at singers.
Oh, okay.
Austin Richard.
Maybe that's why you're not good at this one.
Elvis?
No, I'm going to give you the last name. Post.
Malone. Post Malone.
Yeah. No, don't give yourself a tick for that.
No, I did, though.
Austin Richard Post is actually Post Malone.
Okay.
Okay, what about this one? I haven't Googled this. Well, I've Googled it, but I didn't fact check.
Oh,
so if this
gosh.
Is wrong, it just, this feels, this is funny. Okay. John Francis Bon Jovi Jr.
I mean, is this John Bon Jovi?
It is.
Oh, well, there you go. John Francis Bon Jovi.
Yeah, look at his last name.
Yeah.
No wonder he's.
Well, why else has he
bon
called
Jovi?
Himself John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
You know, like. That makes sense.
He's just butchered his own last name. All right, so you're two from three at the moment.
Three from three.
I'm not giving you Post
Malone. I got Post Malone.
What about Peter Gene Hernandez?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
How do you know these?
Because I'm good at games.
Can you slow down so the Sunny Coast
can
play?
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Sunny Coast.
Bruno Mars's full name is Peter Gene Hernandez.
Jean.
Okay.
I believe is how he would say it.
I'm so done with you this afternoon. And it's Monday.
Sorry that 3:10. I'm just good at your game.
Okay. These are tough.
Kids, honestly, Under Pump Kids is up next. I'm going to school those kids
these
as well.
I know. These are tough. Okay.
Okay.
What about Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Mm.
Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
The kid Leroy.
That's the man Leroy to you. Thank you very much. He's early 20s now.
I don't know who Reginald is. There we go. I'll let the Sunny Coast have one.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight. You don't know his stage name?
No.
Elton John. Why is that the quietest buzzer of all time? Okay. The wheels have really fallen off this competition. The music has stopped. The buzzer doesn't even work. Just because you got one wrong, you're such a sore loser.
Hey, 4 out of 5, that's 80%.
No, you didn't get Post Malone. Yeah. I gave you his full name and you went, I'm really good with singers, so this can't be a singer. And it ended up being Post Malone.
Grant Denyer doesn't get like this on all his game shows.
Grant Denyer, it's funny you say that. His real name is I'm done with this game.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now only a few days away until this.
Who wants to go on a Macca's run?
Only if you're shouting.
I'm getting a cheeseburger.
I'm
in. Yes, please.
Let's go. The world's longest Macca's run.
We are hoping to hit every single McDonald's drive-through in one day. There's 11 of them on the sunny coast. We're going to start early in the morning. We're hoping to finish at Manyama around 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and it is thanks to McDonald's. Now, if you have got a long day, you can treat yourself to the easiest win, a Macca's run. Pop into your local Macca's today.
Yeah, we're trying to fill each stop that we're making with fun little challenges.
Yep.
And the one we're trying to fill today is, can we get a kid on the coast to trade us their Congratulations Sports Award free Macca's meal that a lot of sporting clubs are giving out these days.
We used to get them when we were kids.
Yeah.
When we played sport on the weekends, you'd win a free cheeseburger or something.
Yeah.
So we thought, surely kids still are today in 2025. And if you're a kid with one, give us a call, 545-11919.
Yeah, we want to trade you for it. Let's go to Eli in Mountain Creek, who's 10 years old. Hello, Eli.
Hi.
Are you in possession of a McDonald's Congratulations Sports Award?
Yes, I am.
What sport do you play, mate?
Basketball.
Basketball. All right, can you read out what the sports award gives you for free?
A chicken wrap, yeah. Apple slices and a water.
Ooh,
I changed
it up.
Chicken wraps, great.
Okay, and you're willing to give us this sports award, is this correct?
Yes.
What would you like in return, Eli?
What's your best offer?
Oh, no.
He's a professional.
He gets it.
He's a professional. Okay.
Oh, Taz.
Let's lowball him really early.
$2.
Yeah. $2.
$2,
Eli.
Higher.
Oh, no. Seen through our gambit. $3.50.
Higher.
Oh, gosh. All right. Gee. We're going to have to do a big jump. This is when
it's
you
only
like,
a chicken wrap, mate. Come
you
on.
Big dog them, Tazzy. You've got to jump up high.
$100. No.
No.
Oh,
no.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
I didn't know it was. No. No.
Eli, it's not a. He didn't put up his paddle
no,
in the auction.
I was just
so
suggesting with
legit.
My partner in crime possible hundo. Mm. And also, I didn't say dollars. I might have said cents.
I was going to offer. Who knows? $10.
I'll take that.
$10?
They got him down from 100,
has it? Okay, so Eli's is 10 bucks.
Okay.
Should we go down the line?
Yeah, let's go. Thanks, Eli. Great negotiating. 8-year-old Rylan, have you got a sports award? And if so, how did you win it?
I won it at a game for playing NRL.
Oh, cool.
Did you? Were you the best on field?
Yeah.
Okay, now you...
Do you remember what it gives you, Rylan? Because you may not have it on you at the moment. Do you remember what the freebie is?
Yeah, it gave me a Happy Meal.
Okay. All right.
Okay, what would you like for it, mate? How much money can we buy it off you for?
And it has a team poster of the Broncos with it.
Oh, hang on.
Team
Happy
poster.
Meal and team poster with the Broncos.
He's just trying to up our price, isn't he?
Surely 50 cents will buy that from you, Rylan?
Can I go $20?
$20? I mean, Ellie is very rich. I think she's got that. She's got that money. Sort of.
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. 20's...
Team poster of the Broncos.
Yeah, look, what about 15, Rylan?
Yes.
15.
He's jumped at it. All right. Good to know. Thank you.
Okay. We got one more to go to. So far, we have Eli's chicken wrap voucher for $10.
Yep.
With an extra $5, you can throw in a Broncos team poster if we go with Rylan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Hunter. Hello, mate.
Hello.
Hi,
okay.
Hunter,
we're hoping to buy your McDonald's sports award. What's the freebie that you get with it? Do you remember?
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
That is my favourite, Tassie.
And how much can we buy it from you for? How much money do you want?
$5.
$5?
Oh, Tassie. Ooh. We could be sold there.
Okay, we've got three different options.
Yeah, all right.
Eli's chicken wrap, $10.
Yeah.
Ryland's NRL Happy Meal.
Mm.
Team Post of the Broncos, $15.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hunter's Cheeseburger for $5. Do we want to save money or do we want the team poster or do we want the chicken wrap?
So it's going to cost us $30 all up for all three. Do we get all three?
Do we get all three? Can we talk to all three at the same time?
Oh, I reckon I can
I'm asking
that.
A lot of you.
All right, let's see.
Let's get Eli, let's get Rylan, and let's get Hunter. Guess what we're buying? Everybody's Macca's vouchers.
Sold for all discussed prices. Are we happy with that, kids?
Yeah. Yes.
Woo! So, I don't know why it's law and order, but...
We drive a hard bargain as long as you're under 10.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
What's the story of when did you catch someone you were dating in a lie?
Oh, happens all the time in the dating world.
Oh, you said this on your dating profile mm-hmm. and yet you've turned up and you're not that.
Mm-hmm. I got some doozies up my sleeve, I'll tell you later.
This is because a boyfriend dated 35 women at the same time. Not only did he do that, right, which is an organisational feat in itself,
mm-hmm.
he told each one he had a different birthday. So every week or so, he had a new birthday to celebrate and he was getting presents from every single one. He's been arrested for fraud.
He's been arrested?
Because of that.
Oh, that seems a bit.
He had dated 35 women simultaneously, deceived them about his birthday to receive gifts.
Like it's a dirty dog act to do on multiple counts, but is it illegal?
He was getting birthday presents. Yeah, well, I mean, it's you're providing wrong information.
So the time that my partner in the fancy restaurant in Thailand told the waiter that it was my birthday and I got a free dessert, does that mean I committed fraud?
Kind.
The Thai police are going to come get me.
They might do.
I'm going to have to pay them off with some baht.
Oh, you'll be the person on the national news that we'll all talk about because you'll be locked up in some Indonesian jail.
No, I don't want to be the next Chappelle.
Did you have any bodyboard bags with you at the time? 545-11919. When did you catch the person you were dating in a lie could score you a $50 FPOS gift card?
Brad in Mountain Creek, have you caught someone you were dating in a lie?
Well, not dating, married to.
Oh.
We were sitting down at the table with her parents and I said, darling, is that a new dress? And she said, oh, yes. She said, Mum bought that for me because she didn't want to tell me she'd bought herself a new dress, even though she can buy as many new dresses as she wants, as far as I'm concerned. But her father, who they're on a tight budget, and he turned around to her mother and said, what's going on? Why are you buying your adult daughter dresses when she can buy her own damn dresses? So my wife had to fess up and say, oh, no, I bought the dress. It wasn't mum.
That's fun.
That's
I love
great.
That.
Oh, Brad. Love that. I had a friend who used to transfer me money to buy dresses for her. No, she used to give me cash and I'd buy the dress.
Nah, here we go. This is the what?
So her husband wouldn't find out. Girls lie about dresses.
The other thing was, you guys were talking before about that doing maintenance at rentals.
Yeah.
There was a law change not long ago that they have to do that maintenance within 30 days, otherwise they can be breached.
Is that right? There you go. All right.
We heard multiple phone calls of those.
It was only a couple of months back. If you check with the RTA, they have to complete the maintenance within 30 days of them being advised of it.
There you go. Good to know. Thanks, Brad. You're a wealth of knowledge, aren't you?
Apparently I am.
I went on a couple of dates. Mm-hmm. One date, I think, with a guy who told me he was an Olympian. He was in the French Olympic sailing team.
I've heard this story in passing, Sunny mm-hmm. Coast, but mm-hmm. not actually from start to finish.
Yep. He told me he went to Beijing, I think it was, Olympics. And so I love the Olympics. I was wrapped up in this story. I was asking him all these questions. Like
what sport?
Opening ceremony, sailing. I also used to sail. So, like, I was just peppering him with questions. He answered all of them.
How early on was the sailing brought up?
First date. first date.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And then I was telling my friends about him. I was like, guys, I've met an Olympian. Like, this is great. And we went and Googled him.
Yes.
No sign of him in the French Olympic team. No sign of him in the sailing team. The whole thing was a lie. So then I confronted him about it. Yeah. And I was like, hey, it's a weird question. Can't find you anywhere. And he's like, oh, well, look, it wasn't technically the Olympics. It was like a regatta that was held at the same time as the Olympics. I was in the B side. I was like, you didn't go. You're not an Olympian, bud.
Don't you get a tattoo when you're an Olympian?
Yeah, he didn't have one.
The rings. Yeah.
I asked him about that. He's like, no, I didn't get one. Anyway.
Show me your rings. That's not. No. That's a third date activity.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Donna in Mapleton. Have you caught someone you were dating in a lie?
Well, I've caught a few people. My ex-husband, my ex-boyfriend. My ex-boyfriend, we'll start with him.
Okay.
We got into an argument, and for some reason I had a gut feeling he was cheating on me. And got into a big heated argument, and he turned around and said, yeah, there's not one, there's seven.
Seven?
Oh, what a dirty dog.
Wow.
Yeah, mind you, he used to take my car. I thought he was going to work. He was going to visit his other girlfriends.
Okay. What an awful person, for starters. Mm. But also, how do you have the time to live seven double lives? You know, like, that's just so much effort to be deceptive.
Actually, yeah, that's a hepto life, isn't it? Seven different lives.
Yeah, Donna, I'm sorry you went through that. That sucks.
Mm.
And now I'm stuck on the side of the road. The car's just shut down.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What's happened?
No idea.
Oh, gosh.
No, won't even turn over.
Whereabouts are you, Donna?
I'm in Mapleton. About 200 metres from home.
If someone could go save Donna in Mapleton.
Oh, let's stop the phone topic.
We'll just call out for a mechanic in Mapleton who's nearby. Donna. Sorry. I'm sorry. We'll let you go, girlfriend. I hope you're all right.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good luck. Let us know if you're safe.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
I thought the guy cheating on her was the bad part. That just went from bad to worse.
That is live radio for you, Sunny Coast.
Donna.
If you see Donna out there, she's the most lovely person on the Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
She needs our help at the moment.
All right, well, let's check in with Donna a little bit later on, make sure she's okay. In the meantime, though, Sunny Coast and Donna, if you're still listening, Bandle is on its way.
Oh, but okay? Bandle is not a priority for Donna right now.
That'll give her, if she's stuck on the side of the road, will give her something to listen to.
Donna, relax. Don't call the mechanic, okay? Let's just get Bandle out of the way.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
I've just passed my phone to our receptionist, 21-year-old Danny. Mm. And she's just been stalking people on my Instagram and randomly liking old people's, old photos.
She does that. It's annoying.
Sorry.
Anyway.
So if I had a crush on you in high school and all of a sudden I've started liking your photos, it wasn't me, I promise.
Let's take your mind off it, hey? Let's play Bandle.
All right, so how this game works is there is a different mystery song for us to guess every single day. Today's song is from 1997. Bandle says, guys, you've got no chance. It's going to take 5 layers to get this answer.
Very hard difficulty.
So layer 1 will be drums, then we'll add some bass, synth, more synth, and then some voiceover and backing vocals finally by layer 5.
In fact, while we've got the 21-year-old receptionist here, come up to a mic. Danny, what are your thoughts on the year 1997? Do you remember it quite well, do you?
Well, that's probably my favourite, era of music, so I would say so.
How many years before you were born was that?
I can't do math. 1998, 1999.
Were you born in 98?
No, you weren't born in 98. 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Born in 04.
03, actually. Oh, thank you very much.
Gosh, it's actually 6 years before you were born then. All right, let's go layer number one.
Got it.
No, you didn't. Oh. No, he didn't.
He has been off the wagon lately.
Hey! I got
this
it in the first beat.
Um.
Oh. I got it in the first. I'm in the top 1% of Bandle players.
It's supposed to be a very harder.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's play the next layer then.
Oh, look at him, guys. He's got a pep in his
guys, I haven't got one right in like 3 weeks. I have to lose to Ellie every single day. It's tough.
No, I'm proud of you. Well done, Tony.
Thank you. So 90s, isn't it? It reeks of its time period.
The phone lines are lighting up for this one, Tazzy. You might not be the only one who's gotten it straight away.
Maybe they've been cheating.
It's my phone. Yep. Hello, CFM. You're live on the radio. Who's this?
This is Bailey.
Hi, Bailey. You sound even younger than Danny, the receptionist. How old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. And you think you know a song that was released in 1997?
Yes.
What song do you think it is?
Will Smith Getting Jiggy With It.
Will Smith Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh. You're shaking your head, is it not?
It's not Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh, don't do that to the 9-year-old.
It's not Getting Jiggy. Well, what?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not Getting Jiggy With It.
In my system, it's called Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah, it's Will Smith, but it's not Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh, right. Okay, I see.
Don't do that to the 9-year-old. I was like, I can't.
I thought, not well.
Do you want me to lie?
No, you had a real smirk in your eye when the 9-year-old got it wrong because you've got it right and it just feels
funny how
mean.
The shoe is on the other foot today only.
Hey, I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Do you want to go another layer or do you want to go to another caller?
Bailey, though, can I just say, I mean, 9-year-old Bailey, I've put her on the wrong phone line. Hang on a second.
No.
Bailey, you're only 9. That is a really good guess. You have got the right artist, my friend. It is a Will Smith song, but it's not quite Getting Jiggy With It, but well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Points
right.
for being cute. She's a hell of a lot cuter than I am.
Layer number 3.
Let's go down the line to, oh, my gosh, she's calling through every hour of our show this afternoon. She's getting through as well. G'day, Jen.
Hey.
It's good.
It's good to talk to you again, yes.
Yeah.
I am on the sport run, so I'm listening to a lot of radio.
Love it.
I have to say I'm not sure now. Is it? See, I actually thought it was Around the World Daft Punk to begin with.
Oh, great shout. I get where you're coming from, but it's not that. Thanks anyway, Jen. Let's hear. See you, Jen.
Cut off, Jen.
Let's hear some more music.
Is that because last hour she told us she won a prize from another radio station?
Yeah, that's right. She said she listens to other people.
Jenny from Caloundra West now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What song do you think that is?
Will Smith, Miami.
Hey!
Miami. It's
great
that.
Guess. This is a banger. Do you know what? I want to bring it down because we need to play that in full.
Let's play it in
we
full.
We absolutely need to play that in full.
Well done, Jenny from Caloundra. You have smashed today's Bandle.
Woo! Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Do you want to intro the song for us, Jenny? We're going to play it right now on CFM.
Okay.
You just got to do your best Taz impersonation.
So here's Will Smith, Miami.
Perfect.
Miami. I can't say it like that. I don't say it like that at all.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Yeah, Ellie and Taz. And just about half an hour ago, we were speaking to Donna from Mapleton and her car broke down literally as we were talking to her.
Yeah.
So let's just give her a call back before we finish up the show to
she
make
might
sure
be at
she's
home.
Okay.
Let's
see. She might be.
Hello.
Hi, Donna. It's Ellie and Taz.
Hey.
We're just calling to check on you. Are you okay?
Me and the son are trying to push it home. I've just had a lovely gentleman just literally pull up asking if I'm okay, and he's got a snatch strap, so he's just going to snatch me home.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. It's just one of the days. Like, I have no idea what the hell's going on. The car just decided, I was half obi-obi, and it just decided to shut down.
Oh, no.
Oh, Donna, and you're pushing it home. You legend. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to it. We just wanted to check in and make sure that you were safe and you were okay.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Shout out to the absolute angel that's pulled over and helped her out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good on you, Donna. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye. Oh. I mean, Tassie.
I feel like we're not helping her by calling every 10 minutes.
I know. But she was mid-car push.
I know.
And the two idiots are in the radio call her and like, Donna, are you okay?
You're good. Or do you want any McDonald's?
Oh, we should have offered her some Maccas. We've got a world's longest Maccas run coming up on Thursday.
Should we call her back?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Donna, how would you feel if we slung you a cheeseburger right now?
She's like, guys, stop calling me. I was your favourite listener. I'm no longer.
All right. Well, shout out to Donna if she's listening whilst pushing.
She's not listening.
She's not. She's
almost
not.
Guaranteed not listening.
No. Okay. Well,
maybe
look,
we call her tomorrow.
No.
Never
I think
again.
We're done with call. We'll wait for her to call us. Don't be
fair.
Too keen. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
A couple of days away from Disney on our doorstep, Disney on Ice presents Find Your Hero this school holidays. These school holidays, it's in a couple of days.
They're the hottest tickets in town
to
the coldest event.
Thank you.
Joining us now is one of the performers from Disney on Ice, Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on our show. We don't often get joined by people as talented as you. Mm. I don't think we've ever been joined by an ice skater before, Tazzy. Is this a first for us?
I would say so. The skating first for Ellie and Taz.
How long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for about 3 weeks now.
Okay, you're Canadian originally, is that right?
Yes, I am from Canada.
How quickly did Australia just throw a koala into your arms?
I was holding one last week. It was great.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? You come here, within 2 weeks, you've found a koala. It's crazy. You might spend years living here, looking around, looking up in the trees and never see one. But if you're a tourist, they'll find you.
Now, let's talk Disney on Ice. Who do you play?
I'm a member of the ensemble, so I get to do a bunch of stuff throughout the show. Like, I get to be one of the Voyagers during Moana's segment where Moana comes out, one of our favorite characters. I get to be like a twerking donkey in the Encanto segment with the Encanto family and so many other things.
When you were a kid and people asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Did you ever say twerking donkey?
I never thought that was going to be the case, but I love it.
What is it like being skating, but skating as different characters? How do different characters move around the ice?
You know, each character really brings their own, like, essence to the ice. So, like, Belle is so poised and put together. She loves reading. And then Moana, she's so strong.
And the twerking donkey? How does the twerking donkey move?
You know, those dancing donkeys. No, it's great.
When you were learning to ice skate, I know this is a long time ago because you've been skating since you were 5 years old. What's the moment like when you first try and do a big jump where you're spinning in the air and, you know, like the things that we look at as people who don't know how to ice skate and think, How do you go from just being on the ice to then taking that leap of faith?
I mean, so many of us have been skating for almost all our life. You don't learn those tricks overnight. It takes years and lots of time to practice. So we've had lots of practice, and it's definitely a great feeling being able to do those tricks and perform them for all these families to see.
It's very tough for Australians to learn to ice skate because we've just got sand.
We got no frozen lakes we can just pop down to and put skates
don't.
On and go around.
We're not as lucky as our Canadian friends. What's it like working for Disney on Ice? That must be, I mean, excuse the pun, but absolutely magical.
Yeah, no, it's been so magical getting to travel the world and see all these different cultures, see The faces of all the families and the audience light up no matter where we are in the world, because we travel everywhere.
Well, Sunny Coast, if you want to be one of those faces in the crowd, give us a call right now, because we want to send you along to see Disney on Ice. These are some of the hottest tickets in town, like we said.
Oh, that's very ice cool from you there, Ellie.
No, we're better than that, Taz.
Disney on Ice presents Find Your Hero, these school holidays. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Have you got the audio for this?
I do indeed.
This is going to be the worst radio you ever hear on this show.
Or is it going to be the best?
Nothing that we ever play as part of like a little audio clip will ever be as bad as what you're about to play.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is horrible to listen
to. This is a part of me that I cannot change, Tazzy. And we are about to ask people to call in with weird things that their body can do.
545-11919, $50 FPOS gift card up for grabs. Give us a call. What is that weird thing your body can do?
Yeah, we're asking them to share with us. Oh. So I think it's only fair that I share what my stomach can do.
Oh, gross.
And we are lucky that this is an audio medium, because you, my friends, get to hear my stomach in full flight.
We've had enough.
Don't be rude. Do you want to see it do a trick?
I don't want to see it.
I recorded this a while ago. But
Sunny Coast. No. The way she does it is she like sucks in and then pushes out, and it, oh, it's so gross.
Do you want to see the trick? This was something I recorded a while ago. Have a listen.
What about like the drum solo in that Phil Collins song where it's like do 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 do. Here we go. It's going to give me a stitch.
Oh, that's so gross.
Whoa.
Oh, I feel sick.
No, you shouldn't.
Give us a call, Sunny Coast, if you've got something better that your body can do.
I see if we can do it.
Oh, no, don't show me. Okay. Put your shirt down.
Okay, call us. We want to know what weird thing your body does.
Don't play it.
I revealed
don't play it.
My stomach does
Ellie.
This. Phoebe from Digital, her stomach does it too, I'm not alone.
Yeah, but imagine listening in a business now. Imagine you're at the post office, lining up to try and post a parcel. You're playing this through the speakers, Ellie.
Some people might find
it's a responsibility, this job, to not be playing weird stomach acid sounds.
Some people like whale noises when they go to sleep. Some like lapping shores. Some people might like... Just to help them drift off.
Oh, it's so gross.
All right,
it's incredibly gross.
Go to the phones. Loretta in Bly Bly. What weird thing does your body do?
Oh, it's actually my nephew, my 15-year-old nephew. He is his own chiropractor. He can crack every part of his own body.
I know there are people that can do bits and pieces, but what's the weirdest body part that he can do?
Shoulder.
Oh, is he there right now, Loretta?
Yeah.
Can we get a little crack of the shoulder? Is that is that possible?
Did you hear that?
Oh,
live crack! We heard that one. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. We should start a band between that and this. Like, I could be the bass line.
Should we change the phone topic to what noise can your body make?
That is great. Thank you, Loretta. I was listening to a podcast this morning with Amy Poehler's new podcast. I love her so much.
Yes.
And she was saying she has overactive salivary glands. And so she drools every now and again. And when she goes to the dentist, they have to have two suction pipes for her.
Oh, don't do that hand movement. That's not a very good hand movement from you.
She's producing so much saliva.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, Amy, you and I both we're similar. We've both got weird things with our bodies.
I've been able to, when I was a kid, I don't do it anymore because it hurt too much. But when you're in high school, who cares? Mm-hmm. I used to be able to pull my hand and dislocate my wrist.
Oh, no, that's...
And it would, stretch out.
No.
And then it started to hurt. And I went, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a very healthy party trick. No. Let's go.
Don't do it at home.
No. Jade in Palm Woods, have you got something weird with your body? Tell us about it.
I don't have straight thumbs when I put my
Neither do I, Jay.
Oh, the little backwards thumbs.
Oh, Tassie's got it too.
I got it as well.
Yeah, they look like number sevens.
Oh, I mean, whoa.
Yes.
I mean, how far back are your thumbs going? Mine don't look like a seven.
Yeah, mine look like a seven.
Yeah, mine are like right angles. They go like so. Do you know what? I think it's a sign of intelligence, Jade.
Correct.
I've got nothing to base that on, apart from the fact that I have it, Taz has it, you have it.
This is
going to
look great
people.
On the socials. That's all I'm thinking is we're just putting our thumbs up to the cameras going, yep. Have you got this, Sunny Coast?
Do you own it, Jade, or do you hide it? Like, are you a thumbs up type of person in a photo?
Oh, no,
or?
I own it. Yeah. I don't care if anyone sees it.
No, I'm with you, girl. Thumbs up all around.
Jade, if someone says how many Maltesers do you want, do you just put your thumb up and do you get seven?
Look, I've never thought of that, but next time I will do
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
Do you know what I think we need to do? We need to start a petition to Apple to get them to do the thumbs up emoji for people with bent thumbs.
Yeah,
we're
agreed.
Being persecuted against for having bent thumbs.
Yeah.
Would you sign, Jade?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, I'll get that one rolling.
Thank you.
We'll
you
get
could.
It to Jobsy's people.
Well, Jobsy will struggle, but, you know.
Thanks, Jade.
Whoever's in charge
Thank
nowadays.
You.
All right, let's go now to 11-year-old Harper from Stella Maris. Hello, Harper.
Hi.
Can your body do something a bit weird?
Yes, so my stomach can do the waves forwards and backwards.
Oh, I had a friend who could do this in school.
Yes, I remember people in school being able to do it. Can adults do it, or is it just a
maybe
thing
it's
that
just
kids
a kids
can
thing?
Do?
When did you learn you could do it, Harper?
Probably like a couple of years ago.
Did you have a friend that could do it and you copied them, or you just went, oh my gosh, look, I could join a circus
I just
with
went,
this.
Oh. I just found it.
Just went, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you call us back in, like, 10 years, Harper? Because I want to know if any adults can do the wave with their stomach. If you can still do it in 10 years, we'd like to know, okay?
Okay.
Put it in your calendar.
Fingers crossed radio is still alive
then. I mean,
then.
The Brisbane Olympics will have come and gone then.
Thanks, Harper.
Well done.
Finally, Jen from Bok Arena. Thanks for holding, sister. What is it that your body can do?
Oh, I don't feel like it's super abnormal, but my joints, some of my joints, especially my fingers, are extra flexible, you know, like the...
Double jointed?
The thumb touching your arm, like bending it down, I think.
I can't do that.
You can't do that?
Oh, don't do that into the camera.
I can do it too, Jen. You and me, sister. Let's go on a travelling road show.
And my sister, well, no, I'm not that much of a freak yet.
Okay, so just me then.
got to level up a bit further. And I broke my arm when I was a kid, and like above the elbow. So if I hold both my arms out, one is bent inwards, not like a right angle, but quite angled, like when you hold your both arms straight out in front of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And have your hands facing the you know, the sky.
Yeah.
Taz is doing it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it with you, Jen. It's like the Macarena at this point.
Exactly. It's like that. But one arm, the elbows can touch quite easily because one arm bends in the other way. And my daughter was naturally flexible as a kid too. So when she first started walking, she would walk with her big toes underneath her foot, like folded under.
Oh, I can do that. No, that's comfortable.
What?
Yeah, I can do
weird.
That.
No, it's weird.
Walk on my toes, but like literally curl them under my feet.
Yeah, curl them under, yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's so comfy.
But she's still very flexible.
And you know what? I'm going to take this time. My parents always told me, stop doing that. It's freaky. Stop doing that. And I'm like, Mum, Dad, it is so comfy. It's great.
No, that can't be good
And
for
I still
you.
Do it to this day.
No.
Just to spite
Yuck.
Them.
Jen, you flexible creature, thank you for your call.
No worries.
And sorry, Jen, for Ellie calling you out saying you were a freak on the air too.
I did not. Oh, yeah, I did actually. But I called myself one too, Jen. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all good. I can't believe that stomach sound. That's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, this is pretty impressive, isn't
it? Don't give her another excuse to play it, Jen. She doesn't need it. No, she doesn't need it.
There we go. Let's play it out to the break. Oh, beautiful.
It's not that great.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's so gross.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yesterday we put the call out. We were talking about did you catch someone you were dating in a lie? And Donna from Mapleton gave us a call, told us a great story about an ex of hers.
Yep.
And then towards the end of her call, this happens.
And now I'm stuck on the side of the road. The car's just shut down.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What's happened?
No idea.
Oh, gosh.
No, won't even turn over.
Whereabouts are you, Donna?
I'm in Mapleton. About 100 metres, 200 metres from home.
Oh, yeah. Donna. Sorry. I'm sorry. We'll let you go, girlfriend. I hope you're all right. So that happened, right? About 5:30.
Yeah.
Around 6 o'clock, we thought, let's call Donna back.
Is she alive?
Make sure that she's okay. Mm. So that's what we did. Here's how that went down.
Hello.
Hi, Donna. It's Ellie and Taz.
Hey.
We're just calling to check on you. Are you okay?
Me and the son are trying to push it home. I've just had a lovely gentleman just literally pull up asking if I'm okay, and he's got a snatch strap, so he's just going to snatch me home.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
Oh. So after that call, you and I felt a bit bad, Tazzy, because we were like, we've just been the annoying people on the radio calling her back.
Well, imagine pushing your car home after it stalls, and then your phone rings and you're like, oh, a saviour. No, it's just two idiots 40 kilometres away going, you're right. You're right, surely. Surely you're right. Tell the sunny coast how you're going. That is not what you want.
No, nearly 24 hours have gone by.
Trying to push the car.
Donna from Mapleton joins us again. Hi, Donna.
Hey.
Firstly, how are you? 24 hours on from the car breakdown incident. Are you okay?
Honestly, I'm absolutely buggered, okay? Oh. After pushing the car.
Yeah.
The son ended up in hospital.
Oh, Donna.
He's been fighting autoimmune disease. So pushing the car put him in hospital. We didn't get home until 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. Sorry.
No, Donna, I'm so, so sorry to hear that. That is just awful. Is he okay?
But other than that, we're okay. We're home.
You got the car home?
We got the car home.
Oh, well, look, Donna, we just wanted to call you to check in, make sure that you're okay, and give you just a tiny token of, you know, gesture of goodwill because you have been going through such a rough time.
Thank you.
How's the car
really
looking, Donna?
It.
How's the car?
The car's it's sitting in the front yard. I have no idea what's wrong with it.
Okay. Priorities.
I've got no car, no way to work, a child that's sick. Life's great.
Donna, I feel like what we're going to give you isn't enough, Donna. We want to give you a lovely bunch of flowers from Campbell and Bradley.
Oh, just, you're going to make me cry.
Just, you know, to show you that we're thinking of you and, you know, brighten up your day. In
Thank you so much.
But I wish we could
really
appreciate it.
Yeah, no, Donna,
I really appreciate it.
You're an absolute angel. And also shout out to the lovely gentleman yesterday who helped you get the car home as well.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He works for Mulaney Dairies.
Oh, does he?
It was kind of funny because I was coming home from Kenilworth Dairies and, a guy pulls up with milk at his number plate. And we just giggled. We're like, okay.
Well, if you know who he is, give him a pat on the back, Sunny Coast, if you know Mr. Milk. I don't have a better name for him at the moment.
The hero.
Donna, it's thanks to Campbell and Bradley Flowers. Look, it's not a huge help this afternoon, but it's more of a sorry from us for really slowing you down yesterday afternoon. It's Campbell and Bradley Flowers, a beautiful bouquet
Thank
of flowers
you so
heading
much, guys.
Your way.
Thank you.
Donna, and look, if anyone is in the Mapleton area and, you know, is a mechanic and is, you know, happy to help Donna out, please,
100%.
You know, call us and we'll put you in touch.
Hey, our number if you do.
Or literally just push my car down the range. I don't care at the moment.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair, sister. All right. Well, thank you for giving us some time, the Savo, Donna, and I really hope that, you know, things turn for the better for you in the very near future.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Study has been done over in the UK, which is a dating site for married people.
Ashley Madison.
It's not.
Did you watch that doco?
No.
I started it. It was wild.
Why'd you not finish it?
Because I don't like cheating. Okay. I was getting too angry. I had to turn it off.
Too angry. Oh, no, I disagree with this completely.
Oh, too many married people bloody cheating on
Where's
their partners.
The respect?
No, thanks.
So a study has shown...
I watched a serial killer doco instead.
Is this my story or yours?
Just to calm down.
Oh, you're happy with serial killers but not
cheating? Yeah, it turns out, apparently.
Weird moral compass that you've got. So a UK-based dating site for married people has said that most of its female users are nurses. Nurses...
What?
The profession where more women cheat in than any other profession.
Women specifically.
Yes, I don't have the data on male, unfortunately, but studies show female nurses cheat more than women in any other profession.
Well, Grey's Anatomy was wrong because they were all doctors and they were all getting steamy in the elevator, weren't they?
Well, also, the platform says that maybe it's long hours because nurses work incredibly hard, emotional strain, workplace stress as well as possible factors. But also, I feel like, imagine it's you and a couple of other people and it's, we've just saved his life. And then you just go up for a little smooch to the person next to you. Hey! What are you, like, it's such a, in you know, so many emotions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad emotions, but a lot of good emotions. You know, achieving stuff.
On the other side, if they don't save the life and they're sad, they might need a little...
Saxophone.
Saxophone.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, Taz, I'm bringing the music down. I won't have you disparage some of the hardest workers in our community.
I'm not disparaging.
I don't want you tagging them with this false... narrative.
Sorry, let's talk serial killers next.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Commiserations, Ellie. Yesterday, I came out to Fisherman's Road, the netball courts there, hoping to support my girl playing her grand final in netball, Div 8 or whatever it is.
A, but whatevs.
Div
8. I think there was only one division this year. Fisherman's Road.
Okay.
So we're all A players.
You sure are. Unfortunately, it was your grand final. Mm. You couldn't get away with the win. Couldn't come away with
the win. We couldn't. We had a couple of very unfortunate injuries in the second quarter.
Yeah, that wasn't great for your team. Not
at
all.
We were a player down.
It did, and that probably caused you the game. But I don't want to bring up the whole grand final or the loss.
Well, you have. Okay.
545-11919. It was something that happened at the end of the game. Sunny Coast. This is one of those phone topics where can we get one? Can we get someone that has held a giant check before? Because you guys came second, but they came over at the end. They were like, oh, congrats, guys. Here's your giant check. Runners up. Runners up, giant check.
We had to get a photo with the check.
Yeah.
Except... we were down
so
and out. Like, we had one girl on crutches. Yep. One girl had already left because she did her ankle.
Totally. You had girls down injured.
Yeah.
You hadn't won the grand final.
we were wrecked.
Hey, guys, you want to just celebrate next to this runners-up giant check?
We were so wrecked. I'd had to cover two players and I was in the centre. And so I was just so cooked. I could barely breathe. And I had sweat dripping down my face. Yeah. We posed for the photo with the giant check. And literally as they were like, all right, cheers, I just had this drip of sweat fall down my cheek. It would have been the worst photo ever.
Have you used a giant check? Have you got to hold one in your life? 545-11919. What was it for? What event was it a part of? Because I just don't think giant checks are enough. Like, we don't see them enough, do
yeah,
we?
Yeah, well, I mean, checks are dying in general, Tassie. You know, no
Fair.
One's using checks anymore. Is it going to be like a giant pay pass thing that we're posing
well,
with
it's a giant FPOS machine.
Yeah, when you win stuff. We've been debating all day about whether...
What is good radio? It's very subjective, okay? There isn't just one type of good radio. It's what's good to me might not be good to you, and that's fine.
You wanted to ask the question, have you had to pose with a giant check?
Great question. I'm hoping someone calls through going, I won a car once and I had to hold a giant check up. Yeah. I won 100K in Lotto. How cool are those stories?
The reason you wanted to do it is because last night I had to take a photo with something that wasn't even a giant check. It was just a sign that said runners up, but it had the vibe of a giant
check.
It was a giant check vibe. And we put the call out. The phones have been very quiet.
Very
Tassie.
Dead, yeah.
Jen from Bocarina has given us a call. Jen,
here we go.
You are our one caller, so this better be a good story.
It's for your competition radio station.
I don't mind it.
And we're in presence of a check, not technically for us. It was, it might give you a clue if I say it was school of the year. My kid's school was school of the year.
Fruit for
now
a profession.
I can't remember. I think it was last year. and was it the year before? I can't remember. It was not that long ago, but not super recent. And so, yeah, they got us all in the school hall and didn't tell us what was going on. And they made the announcement and walked in with a giant check and told everyone then. So but it was for, what, $10,000 for the school? Oh.
Did you get to hold the check?
My kids got to touch the check.
$10,000, that's nothing. Gee, we'd see a family. We would do more than that.
Heaps more money. There's no limit that you can spend on the kids.
We would have had like two checks, Jen. You would have actually held the check if it was a CFM event. We can tell you that much.
I had nothing to do with it. I can't really say that I tried to get the check.
Did you just stand up and say, I don't even listen to you. I listen to CFM. Because that's what we need you to
do, Jen. Need you. That's right, Jen. We're in the trenches right now.
This is war.
I caused an outrage in the hall and they all didn't want to take it yet.
Yeah, good.
We don't need your stinking 10 Gs.
You shove that 10 Gs. Sorry.
We've got the mystery word to solve, kids. That's right. Get around.
Kids, we're leaving. No, we're changing schools.
Yeah, not quite.
Oh. No, come on.
Jen would have gone, wow, thanks for the 10K. It's so lovely.
Yeah, it's the station I listen to most.
Yeah, where's CFM's 10K?
All right,
okay, Jen. All right, it's enough out of you. Your line's really bad, Jen. I'm going to have to hang up on you.
I only rang because no one else did about me.
CFM.
Who wants to go on a Macca's run?
Only if you're shouting.
I'm getting a cheeseburger.
I'm in.
Yes, please.
Let's go.
The world's longest Macca's run.
It's CFM. We are Ellie and Taz. We finished our world's longest Macca's run. If you've missed any of it, here were some of the highlights.
We have to order.
We've come to McDonald's Caloundra, and our challenge for this drive-thru is to order what the car in front of us has ordered. B, you need a coffee?
I need a coffee so badly.
Will you just be happy with whatever they get?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lactose intolerant, so that's great.
What do we think? Do they look lactose intolerant to you?
The challenge was to try one of our listeners' Macca's hacks. Louisa from Moolabah said order a cheeseburger, a hash brown, and Big Mac sauce and put it all together.
It's so good.
And we've just done that, and Tazzy has just eaten the whole thing.
It's really nice, Louisa.
In a loading zone because we are literally unloading goods. Should we go in, Tazzy?
Yes, let's do it.
Hi, Pump House.
Congratulations, guys.
Lunch is on us. Okay, we have 30 nuggets in front of us.
Oh, the sauce.
This is going to be a great challenge.
5 minutes later.
Okay, all
here
right.
Here we go, the final two nugs.
We're 28 down, two to go.
Cheers. Yum.
Get in there, get in there.
I'm going to have another bite.
Get in there. We want to hear. We want to hear the crunch of the chips. Oh, there it is. Thoughts on the McSnugget?
Fun. This is really good.
We've actually been talking about your sports award that you earned when you were, what, 9?
Yeah, about that. Apparently the 6th of July, the year 2000, I performed very well in my netball team and I won one.
You've still got the sports award, so let's see if we can hand it in.
Okay. So I was wondering if we could redeem this sports voucher, please.
No worries.
Oh, he's looking at it. He's looking.
He's reading it. Reading the fine print.
It's expired in 2001, so it's like a 24-year gap year.
Yeah, what's your point?
So I don't think we're going to be able to accept it.
Oh! We've just gone through the drive-thru at Macca's Sippy Downs.
Rob from Landsborough got involved with our show last week, and he said, guys, you have to get the McSurf and Turf.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a double cheeseburger with a fillet of fish on the inside. We've just put it together and we've given it to our taste tester, Bianca. Never had a fillet of fish in your life before, B?
Never. You guys think that you're throwing me under the bus here, but I've walked away with two really good burgers today.
Hello, Sunny Coast.
Woo!
From McDonald's Minyama, we are pulling into the drive-thru.
Hello there, we are CFM. We've just completed the world's longest Macca's run. You're our 11th stop of the day, and we'd like to shout the next 30 cars that use the code word CFM to a free dessert.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I do my hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
So you know the saying, I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit there, and then you can watch over people's conversations and things.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Sometimes I'd like that, but other times I wouldn't, because I don't really want to hear what people are saying about me.
Well, you're going to be able to do that very soon.
What?
Because China has unveiled a mosquito-like spy drone measuring just half a centimetre long. And it looks just like a mosquito.
Oh, my goodness, it does. What's the camera quality like on that?
I don't know. I don't know what the camera quality is like, but it does carry cameras and microphones, can fly indoors, and is almost invisible to radar because it's so small.
Straight out of James Bond, isn't it? You wouldn't want to swat it away or fling some mortine on it. Is it mortine resistant?
It's probably very mortine resistant. Features two leaf-shaped flapping wings, a slim vertical black fuselage, and three fine legs for landing. It's pretty much just this tiny little operational camera that you can just fly around the room.
Well, drones that are out for public consumption already, you can spy on people with those.
They're quite loud though, drones.
Yeah, but
still,
if you fly them up high enough, we have one at my house.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law lives a couple of blocks away, and one night he was running to our house. And we knew he was coming over. So we flew the drone from our house to his and tracked him as he was running. He had no idea.
Where's your permit? Where's your permit? Are you permitted to do that?
Yeah, apparently you don't need a permit. Unless you're not supposed to fly it in airspace.
Airports.
But I wasn't in airspace.
Yeah.
It was all above board, I hope. Because I've just told the story on the radio.
It was all above board, sir, I hope.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Is there a cottage cheese shortage? 545-11919.
Oh, you're putting it to the phones. Do you?
I don't believe it. I was on a call this morning. I don't ever buy cottage cheese, so I don't really know. But I was on a call this morning with a friend and she goes, cannot go to the shops and get any. And I said, why? And she goes, well, there's a viral recipe going around that everybody's making the hot honey sweet potato beef bowl.
Phoebe from our digital office made it earlier this week. She brought it in. I tried some.
That's,
it was good.
That's where all the cottage cheese has
really?
Gone to Phoebe's place. Apparently people are buying it so much and it's not being restocked in time. According to my friend. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So this is word of mouth. So just wondering, are you engaging the services of Ellie Cheney Investigations right now to get to the
bottom
of this?
I would like to. Yes, please.
Okay.
I mean, I work for you, so
you
don't want to have to pay.
You are my intern, but I've
long
said to you, bring in new business to the company, and you've obviously done that today. So thank you.
Cottage cheese. Is it sold out, or can we just walk down to the store and get some? Is there really a problem? Are that many people making a viral recipe?
See, I'm going to speak on behalf of the OG cottage cheese eaters, because I am one, Tassie.
Yes.
I dabble in cottage cheese.
Yep.
Quick question, though. Is cottage cheese and ricotta the same thing?
Ooh.
Can
you
ask your
ChatGPT
friend, please? Do you have a name for your ChatGPT, by the way? You talk to her a lot.
Her? Oh, it is a her, too. I didn't choose that.
Her? Ugh,
do you get to pick a name?
I think you could.
Can I ask it what it wants
to
be called?
Oh, I don't think it identifies as an it. It's rude. Anyway, ricotta and cottage cheese.
Do I ask it what its pronouns are?
No, just ask her.
Here's a quick rundown on cottage cheese and ricotta.
We don't want a quick rundown. We want, are they the same thing?
No.
No. Okay.
Cottage
good.
Cheese, wet, lumpy curds. Ricotta.
Stop it.
Smoother, finer curds. But you can
cottage
swap them.
Cottage cheese.
But you can swap them, it says.
Is AI calling cottage cheese wet, lumpy curds?
Yes.
There's your marketing campaign, cottage cheese.
No.
Forget going viral on TikTok.
Nothing is going to sell out if it on the packaging it says wet, lumpy
wet,
curds.
Wet, lumpy curds. Never.
How would you like your lumpy curds? Wet, please.
Never has a food been described in a more disgusting way.
Moist would be better than wet and lumpy.
Yeah. Moist cheese, great.
Great. wet.
Well, not great, but better than wet, lumpy curds.
Yeah, it's no good. That's why we stick to ricotta on this show. Yeah. That's our favourite.
Ellie and Taz
cheese.
On 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.